Welcome back to it. Welcome back to it. I was running around all over the country here this past week in the family roadster, whatever the hell they called that thing. And I thought, you know, for a minute there, I could be Ron Rademacher. I mean, it's a lot to aspire to be a storyteller, a wanderer, a gatherer, a guy who can, you know, drink craft beer and burgers and pound them down like nobody else. Could I be that guy? I figured out the answer is no. There's only one Ron Rademacher, and there he is, my friends. Ron, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Steve, but remember, it's always worth trying to reach higher. Even if you feel like you can't aspire to my level, keep working at it, man. It's the effort that'll get you there.
Yeah.
I got a couple of thank yous I got to throw out here. If I may, big thank you to the Grand Army of the Republic Museum in Eaton Rapids. They gave me a tour yesterday. They opened the place up, let me go through. I don't know if you've ever been there. This is a fascinating museum. It's the only one in Michigan dedicated entirely to the Grand Army of the Republic, their activities after the Civil War. And so I learned a lot of interesting things about the Civil War I did not know before. So Bob Griggs took us through, great guy. And then I also want to thank everybody at the Howell Carnegie Library who came out last night for the Oddities and Rarities show, and they even laughed at my jokes. So
they did not.
Perfect stuff. They did. And they clapped a couple of times.
Come on, Ron. I believe most of your stories.
I will admit there's a slide that says applause here. It was a great time. Good. It was fun being out on the back roads of Michigan.
Yeah. All right. Well, good.
So there's that. Yeah, so, man. Great.
Yeah. So, but I looked at, you know, I realized it was April. Makes me excited.
Yes.
Because, you know, morels are coming.
Yes, morels are coming. And for those who have not gotten around to it, and I finally am going to get to go, there are wild mushroom clinics being conducted in Cadillac at the Mitchell State Park every month through the summer. So if you go to their website and click the link, you can sign up. I know that April's already sold out. But there's one in May, one in June, one in July. You'll spend a day with experts, have lunch. And when you leave there, you will be able to identify all those edible mushrooms that you don't know what they are right now. Really a cool class. I'm finally going to get to go. So,
that's one to look for. Well, I like that. Knowledge is power, and, well, mushrooms are just good to eat.
Yeah, they are. And there's no cure for mushroom poisoning. You either die or you wish you died. It's important that you, if you're going to be out there picking mushrooms, it's really important to be able to identify the good boys from the bad boys.
Yeah.
So there's that. They're also going on in Cadillac, just the same state park, amazing place this one is. They have their walleye clinic coming up this weekend.
Who is?
So for those people, if you want to get out there and learn how to catch walleyes, they've got a pro walleye tournament guy there, Dan Miller. And another angler pro, Randy Cornell, they're going to go through how to do it. And then if you do catch a big one, they're going to have tips from a taxidermist on how to have that monster mount to get up on the wall. So Ivy can get her trophy fish mounted, Steve.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So all that's going on. What else you want to talk about today?
I go fly a kite, Ron. That's what I say.
Yeah, and if you don't say hit the road, Ryan, it's go fly a kite. And you can do that this weekend, Kite Flying Day at the DeVries Nature Conservancy in Owosso. And this is another really cool place. They have horse-drawn sleigh rides in the winter. They have something going on every spring. So here we are. We're coming into April, and you can get out there and fly a kite. It's free. And dogs are even allowed to come out. As long as they're on a leash, they can fly their kite. So
really?
It's a great time out there in Owosso for families, yeah. Kids, dogs, and adults. Another good one for people of all ages, and I know you're going to probably be writing this one down for your road trip of the week, is the train show is coming back to Grand Rapids.
I do like that, by the way.
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
Yeah, and it's a good one. And they have over 200 vendor tables, but they have, you know, something for every age. And they also have an area where you can go into the play area and build a Lego train or a Thomas train, and they have all kinds of trains running through little towns, and you can toot the engine, Steve. You have a great time.
Well.
I mean, what else is there to say?
There's a
about
joke
that?
In there, Ron, but I'm just going to go ahead and walk away from it.
Yeah. I'm going to. Well, you know, that's very. I'm impressed because I laid that fly right at exactly the right spot and could not get you to come up and take it.
Yeah, you did. You laid it right in there. It was a beautiful cast. Beautiful cast.
Yeah, it was just laid it in there. Yeah, you never even saw it drop down, and all of a sudden there it was. And, you know, another one I like, I love alpacas. I've been down to the alpaca stampede on
they're not bad. They're kind of chewy.
Number of times. They're kind of chewy, but they're fun to look at, and they're very bright to play with, and you can do that at Cotton Creek Farms in Thompsonville this weekend. And you do have to pay a little bit, but you can meet them, and you can take selfies with the alpacas. The alpacas are going to take selfies with you, and the tour tickets include a bag of feed treats. So you know, they won't chew on you. They'll chew on the treats.
Very nice.
They are a little chewy, but they're fun animals. Yeah, and the kids can get up close and personal with alpacas. So that's going on at Thompsonville.
Well, and that's a good place to be. So if for anybody who's listening right now, if you don't know Ron Rademacher, he's written a number of books about, you know, places in Michigan, Michigan Backroads, and you can find out more at MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. He also is a contributor to Great Lakes News and all sorts of great places. And he goes and writes books and he takes his pet turtle in all these great places. It is a remarkable venture for it's true, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah. I'm the guy who has the pet turtle riding around in the background. It's great stuff. Yeah, and last night's show was about oddities and rarities. People love that program. It's a great book about all kinds of weird stuff you can find.
People like, you know, odd and rare things like Ron Rademacher. Right. There you go. Ron, always appreciate it, my friend. Keep it straight, and we'll talk about this fishing. All right. Carry on carrying on.
All right.
There you go. Ron Rademacher, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com.